Thank you. episode, we talk about this country being divided by this crisis. We talk about me trying to get back into the groove of recording this podcast, and we're talking about our failing president once again. We talk about other things that I've been watching on TV, and that's about it. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This is episode 24, season 2, still going strong. This is April. I thought I would have been quit this podcast by now. Here you guys go. Enjoy it. I'm recording. Recording. This podcast took like 35 different re-records, different takes. It's early in the morning. But the problem I've been having lately with this podcast, I haven't been having time to record or finding time to record because people are in the house or not in the house. Or they asleep, I gotta record. Well, last week was different. I was just exhausted, and then I didn't feel like doing a podcast, and I had anything really new for you guys to talk about. So we actually don't have nothing to talk about this episode. It's been staying low. Staying low. Let's see. I did watch Insecure. It's a good episode. Okay, I watched The Blackest Fuck Show with Rashida Jones and the guy that created Blackish. Blackish is a very underrated show. It's a good show. I recommend people watching it. It's one good black show, people. I mean, people watch it, but the show should be, like, celebrated or something. I don't know. You haven't had a real good black show in a while. Black is a cool twist on his, I guess, career. I'm pretty sure he's known more than before doing those shows. I forgot what else he did. Let's see. Um, See, now I gotta Google this. I need to know what LCA pretty much, did. Okay, he did. Girls Trip and Shaft. Well, maybe I was wrong. Maybe that's all he has did. It says he's doing Coming to America Part 2. That looks really weird. Coming to America Part 2. Do we really need a Coming to America Part 2? I mean, Coming to America Part 1 was all of that. It's cool. It's one of Eddie Murphy's favorite, funniest movies. I hope they don't ruin it. I'll be putting out this part too. One even further. I don't hope it's a money grab. It's, I'm going to predict that this movie is going to probably be good. I don't think Eddie Murphy is not trying to put on the white movies. He's been putting out a lot of good movies lately. So I don't know. So I'm going to predict that Coming to America 2 is going to be funny. Yeah, I'm going to predict. I'm predicting this is going to be a good movie. You heard it first on this podcast. My podcast, motherfucker. Mine's. Okay. Moving along. I know these people have their social distancing and putting on your mask and washing your hands and praying all this will be over with. And you also have people that wants everything to reopen and they can't wait. I was looking at the polls. It's like it's non-debatable that, especially with singers, they don't want non-essential people outside unless it's just essential workers. So. And it's like 75%. That's kind of bad for Trump. I don't know. If you want to talk about this election, but I don't, so we ain't gonna talk about that. The people that are protesting this are kind of in the minority with this situation. I mean, we can't all agree that we want to go, everything wants to be open, but we want everything to be open when everything makes sense. None of this makes sense. I'm definitely, I don't know what's going on. This coronavirus anymore. I don't know. They haven't come up with a vaccine. You got Trump come up with phase 1, phase 2, phase 3. I don't know what the hell that is. That's sounds crazy. I think we had a stalemate with this. I don't think they know what the hell they're doing anymore. I don't know. We got Nancy Pelosi doing interviews every day. I see political Congress or any political official doing interviews every day. That definitely means none of this is good. This podcast is brought to you by my yawning, because I can't seem to stop yawning every time I do this episode. Record a podcast. So that would probably be really disrespectful if I interview someone and I was just yawning like crazy. Like, are you boring? I'm boring you, man. No, I just can't help when I talk. I just bore myself. I don't know what's going on. Do I have a pulse? I'm gonna check my pulse. Am I alive? I got a pulse. Okay. We're moving along. So I really don't know what's going on. Pop culture wise, I haven't really checked out any new shows. Listen to any new music. Well, I'd like the West Side Gun, Pray for Paris. Been listening to that a lot, especially at work. Nothing for Griselda. They just keep putting out all these good projects, man. I don't know what you rappers are gonna do, man. I don't know. It's like they're getting real, real close to, changing some stuff. Might be going back to lyrics. Yay. The mumble rap is kind of on the, I'm not saying decline. I mean, it's kind of a stalemate itself. How far can you take mumble rap? I don't know. I think the baby came out a new project. Some people said they liked it. Some people said they didn't. So, and the baby's not a mumble rapper. He raps. So, I don't know. Gotcha. New York drill music. We got your Chicago. Whoa. Speaking of Chicago, that dude, Young Chop, is apparently he's in jail for starving his dog. That's pretty fucked up, man. I don't know. Apparently something happened. Somebody passed in his family. That's why he's been going crazy. So I don't know. I hope he works on himself in jail and comes out a better person. Stay off the internet, dude. That clout chasing stuff It can work for you. It also can backfire. Look what happened to 6ix9ine. I don't even know how this guy still has a career. But it's insane. But this is the world we're living in. We just have to deal with whatever comes with that. So it seems to me we have a crisis and an election going on at the same time. So one day Trump will be not political. Next day he'll be political. Next day he won't be political. I mean, next day he'll be political. Next day he might be political. Then we got his attorney general trying to change the rules. Then once the attorney general changes the rule, Trump changes his mind. He tries to change the rules back. Trump needs to do whatever. He does everything by ratings. He always tells the reporters, your ratings are trash. He's so into ratings. It's insane. Like, he lives his life by ratings. Whatever the ratings say, that's what he's going to go with. So basically, what I was saying earlier about the sea of citizens, he's losing the seniors for us when it comes to this crisis. And I think Biden's went up in the polls. So Trump tweeted this morning that in all caps, what is he, let me see, what is this? This is, I forgot, it was something in the lines of, states are safely coming back, blah. Our country is starting to open for business again. Special care always will be given to our beloved seniors, except me. I don't know why they did that. Their lives will be better than ever. In all caps, we love you all. And 22 minutes ago, he tweeted, I have instructed the United States Navy to shoot down and destroy all Iranian gunboats if they harass our ships at sea. Excuse me for laughing. That's not a laughing matter, but this is what kind of guy we're dealing with every day. I don't know. He's probably in the White House watching Morning Joe or something right now. That's what he's doing. Okay. That's insane. Apparently people are getting up. So as we can end this podcast right here. Hopefully I get the time these things longer. Record some more. just put it all together as one podcast so it can be longer. Of course, I'm going to add the music. There's only so much music you can add. Don't want to be burnt out on music. It's getting to the point I don't even know if I'm trying to put the same songs on episodes that I already put on a past episode. I can't keep it up all this music I have. I've been recording a lot of new music. Try to put the new music on this on these new episodes so I won't confuse. We'll put it the same music I've been putting on the other episodes. I'm confusing myself. I ain't even talking about this anymore. What else was I saying? Just guys, gotta stay strong. And just do it for the Lonely Boy podcast. This today's episode. We're out of here. I've been finishing my coffee. And go to sleep. All right, man, hit the music.